In other news, Australians are among the least satisfied broadband internet users in the world. This is according to a new report, an Ipsos study of 26 countries based on broadband customer satisfaction shows Australia is ranked 23 out of 26. Broadband's another word for high-speed internet, which is not dial-up. The report says only 38% of Aussies describe their broadband as being very or fairly good, compared to 70% of South Koreans, 68% of Americans. And the chief executive of Internet Australia, Laurie Patton, says the findings are simply embarrassing. He's on the line, Laurie Patton, chief executive of Internet Australia, a non-profit group representing all Australian users. Laurie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. Yes, it is a bit embarrassing, really, isn't it?
Well, it is. We were discussing this a number of months ago, and I know that's something you talk about regularly. Why is it? Why are we so unsatisfied?
I don't know, but it's a bit of a trend. A couple of weeks ago, the Essential poll found that 88% of Australians feel that the internet is becoming an essential service, like roads and rail. But only 22% thought that the current version being built by the NBN would suit our long-term needs. So it's a pretty clear trend. Australians understand the importance of the internet. They understand that they're not getting what other countries are getting, and so, hey, they're not happy.
How big a role has streaming TV shows played in the slowdown of internet services?
It's not so much that it's slowing it down, Ben, as it's pointing to the inadequacy of the services that most people have got. You know, really, when you think about it, for a long time, people just used the internet to, you know, for emails and a bit of Googling, and it's now being put to a lot more uses, but it wouldn't much matter whether streaming was coming or going, it's still just not a good enough service.
All right. Originally, we had the so-called gold-plated NBN that Kevin Rudd announced as Prime Minister. Then Malcolm Turnbull, as Communications Minister, found a cheaper way of delivering it. Did we get it wrong somewhere along the line there?
Look, I think we're now learning that the advice that Mr. Turnbull was given was rather flawed. For example, they've just recently announced that they're not going to use the Optus pay TV cables because basically they've been allowed to get into disrepair. We've been telling them that for a long time, and we've also been saying for a very long time that the aging copper wires that they're using now are just not going to be fit for purpose in the long run.
So what can we do right now? What does the federal government do right now to make life easier for internet users in Australia?
Well, look, I think we're on the verge of a realisation. I give Mr. Turnbull credit for having realised that things aren't as good as they could be. I'm an optimist. I think that the answer is probably to go to a thing called fibre to the distribution point or fibre to the curb or fibre to the driveway. There's all sorts of different ways. It involves using far more fibre and only using copper wires for the last little leg into the home. And the beauty of this, Ben, is that you can do that, and in a few years' time, if you want, you can then just go the last little hop on fibre. So I think there's a solution that, to be fair, wasn't available 3 or 4 years ago, and it's only really coming onto the market now, but that's the answer. And I tell you what, I'll buy you a lottery ticket if we don't see an announcement that the government moves to that sometime between now and Christmas, if not Easter.
All right, I'll take that. Thanks for your time, Laurie.
No worries.
Laurie Patton, the CEO of Internet Australia. So he's predicting there will be some kind of announcement to do something about this problem. And it's easy to pass this off as a luxury for people when you're talking about internet use and internet speed. It's not. For a lot of people, it's a tool of the trade. It's part of their work. And when it's not operating sufficiently, then it means that you're behind the rest of the world, as we've shown in this survey today. 23 out of 26